Bloomberg The First Word Europe. On demand via the Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Let's talk about really what's been the story of at least the day, but possibly the year and maybe the decade. Japan's benchmark 10-year government bond has fallen to a record low, of course, well into negative territory, driven by rallies in U.S. and European bonds on concerns about global growth. Meanwhile, the Bank of Japan and other central banks are under fire from Janus Capital money manager Bill Gross over negative rates. He says the global yields, with global yields the lowest they've been in 500 years of recorded history, this is a supernova that will explode one day. George Cooper, chief investment officer at fund management firm Equitile, joins us now. George, what do you say to Bill Gross's supernova comments?
I'm with Bill Gross on this one. He's absolutely right. I think we've got to step back and look at really what the central banks are doing around the world. I think it's really very, it's bordering on irresponsible. They've conducted an experiment whereby they've been forcing debt into the economy now for decades and just failed to acknowledge that this debt ultimately causes deflation. I mean, this was analyzed back in 1930 with the great financial crisis then. It was well understood, and we should be understanding it now.
You know, Deutsche Bank economist earlier this week put out a note saying that he thinks the ECB and Mario Draghi have lost the plot, and kind of puts the blame on central banks for the kind of rise in populism that we've seen, basically for the Brexit vote. Do you agree?
I do, actually. I used to work for David at Deutsche Bank, and you know, back in 2004, 2005, we were writing pieces back then talking about how central banks, particularly at that time the Fed, by lowering rates very aggressively, they were creating a temporary boost, but one that was going to cause ultimately a deflation shock in the future. And back then, that was effectively the global financial crisis. So this is something I've been writing about for a long time. I think the central banks are ultimately responsible for the global financial crisis of 2007, 2008. And frankly, they're incubating another one now.
I just want to bring our viewers, our listeners' attention to the chief economist that George is talking about. David Folkerts Landau wrote a note last week for Deutsche Bank saying that he expects an increase in headline inflation above 1% in the first quarter of 2017, Caroline, to provide the opportunity for signaling a change. And that was definitely the least controversial thing that he said.
I mean, it's quite fascinating, really, how one trades this at the moment. I mean, George, you're talking there of perhaps central bank blame for what is happening at the moment, but indeed many feeling that the OECD and many an institution really calling for it's time for governments to step up to the plate and start injecting some of the fiscal stimulus, those that currently also have surplus cash perhaps to do so. How are you trading through this? How are you putting your money to work? Are you getting out of bonds amid this concern?
We're completely out of bonds. We don't invest in bonds at all. It's a very, very difficult environment to trade for investors. There's essentially two enormous risks. There's the debt deflation risk that I talked about, which is that's what we're seeing in the bond markets now. That's why 15-year JGBs are trading at negative yields, and even some corporate bonds are trading with negative yields. So that's reflecting a very real deflation risk that's building and is likely to intensify. But set on the other side of that is the policy response that the central banks are ultimately going to have to enact in order to counteract the deflation. And that policy response, in the end, is going to be monetization. So you see a real sort of tug of war going on in the markets. We've got the bond markets pricing in deflation, and now we've got the gold markets and some of the real asset markets starting to flirt with pricing in the ultimate reflation or inflationary risk that comes further down the line. It's a very difficult environment to navigate. We think your best chance of getting through this and preserving your wealth over decades is ultimately to be in real assets, which means, frankly, frankly, equities or real estate. Those are the two best assets, we think. But you've got to be very careful in how you do that, because if you're in a very leveraged asset, it could get really damaged in the deflation scenario that comes before the monetization. So it's a very tricky path to navigate, we think.
I mean, for retail investors, wouldn't just a dollar cost averaging strategy into equities work in that case? I mean, assuming that we do get a reflationary climate once again, equities seem to deal even better as an inflation hedge than gold.
Most likely, yes. Most likely, that would be a better strategy. It all depends on the length of time that the deflation is allowed to persist. So, I mean, a dollar cost averaging strategy into Japanese equities over the last few decades would have been pretty disastrous. If we in the West allow the deflationary forces to play out in the way that has been allowed in Japan, then the equity markets could clearly be in a multi-year bear trend. We don't think that will happen.
Can I just, yesterday Mario Draghi basically assured everybody at the Economic Forum that he could bring about inflation with monetary policy if he likes. You've heard the same thing from central bankers in the U.S. Do you believe that they have, do you believe that they have such power with monetary policy?
In the end, yes, but not with the policies they're using at the moment. You can't create inflation by pushing debt into the system, and you can't create inflation by just inflating asset prices, because ultimately the asset price bubbles then burst. If he wants to create inflation, he's going to have to do something much more radical than just buying people's bonds from them, because if you're just buying a bond from an investor, all you're doing is swapping an investor's bond asset for a new cash asset. And that doesn't actually stimulate the economy in any meaningful way.
Bloomberg, the First Word Europe. Weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 FM HD2. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. In San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2. And on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2016 Bloomberg LP.